Good evening. My name is Terrace Cuckman. I come from Concord. I happen to be glad to hear somebody else is from Concord or nearby. I'm here as a property owner on a right-of-way. I'm on map 154, if you're familiar with Northern Passes, detailed cards and things. And I'd like to give a little clarity from my perspective on my history with PS&H. I moved there in 1996. In 2007, I know this all sounds like a relatively recent development with Northern Pass, but in 2007, we had two on my property envelope the entire easement, the right-of-way. In 2007, there were two twin towers running up along the east and the western border of the right-of-way. In 2007, they elected to tear down the two towers, the wooden towers on the east side, and move the power lines towards the boundary of the right-of-way, 25 feet. In doing so, what they elected to do is cut about 25 feet of trees for the entire length of the easement. Anybody's welcome to come up to my neck of the woods. It's been 6 years, and the overgrowth has been significant. But what they also elected to do is to cut all those trees down and leave them lying right there. Now it's on my house side of the right-of-way that they're talking about. And what may not have been evident is that they are moving throughout Concord 45 feet to 50 feet, the existing wooden towers, which are dotted, which will be eliminated. They're moving it 45 feet closer to everybody's home that's on the west side of the right-of-way. In addition to that, they're adding from 55 feet up to 80 feet, sometimes up to 108 or more feet in elevation. Now, there was a time when that tower, if it ever fell down towards my house, it would only take up half of the existing easement or the distance to the edge of the easement. Now, if that tower should fall, it would fall about 12 feet or up to about the second step of my deck. I'm not anti-electricity. I'm not anti-answer to the demands. But I'm sitting here wondering what for. If we are currently, Mr. Blaze left apparently, but if we are operating at 250% of what our demand is today, and the ISO forecast until 2022 remains flat, why must we put up towers other than pure profit? Okay? If it's an issue of delivering power to New England, to the not-in-my-backyard states with their plans, there's always 91. I mean, the forecasted growth to Worcester, Hartford, Springfield, Bridgeport, that's got to be in the cards. And why would you want to go through eastern New Hampshire to do that? So as far as I'm concerned, it's somewhat shallow and pretty transparent. But the one thing I want to point out for the real estate folks here, if you're talking about the impact of the real estate of property, what would dropping 30 or 40 pine trees 50 feet away from my stoop do for my property values, in addition to the views that I would have affected by the wires, by the towers, by the threat of a falling tower? I'd also like to point out that if you're going to deliver power to the U.S., any green behind the ear engineer officer can take a look at these towers and with about 50 pounds of ribbon charges and C4 take out 20 miles of power. Now, whether that's a security concern at the border from New Hampshire to Canada, so be it. Let them consider that. But it's a lot harder to rupture or cut a line under that's already underground. So I'm looking at the vulnerabilities of demands, and I just don't see the sense in pursuing this the way they have. So I thank you for the floor.
Any other questions? Right down here.
If I could just comment on your point on the valuation of your property or all the others. I think Will had mentioned that PS&H is quoting $28 million a year in additional real estate tax income to the state once this gets built. A couple of things that they have forgotten to put in the propaganda that I get every month in my PS&H bill is that your property value will go down. Right or wrong, and regardless of how we all feel about our tax status in the state of New Hampshire, we get most of our revenue from real estate taxes. And it goes both ways. I get calls every year from people who have opened up their view and said, now I'm being charged a view tax. Well, you are. We base our real estate taxes in the state of New Hampshire ad valorem. And if you all remember your Latin class, it's at value. So if you cut your trees down and you have a beautiful 180-degree view and it looks at the water or looks at the fields or looks at the mountains, it's worth more money. And people will pay more money for it. You're going to pay more taxes for it. It goes both ways. If you cut your trees down or they cut the trees down for you and you look at a 140-foot steel tower, your property is worth less money and so it should be seeing your tax burden go down because of it. So against that $28 million of revenue, they really need to be assessing the 30%, 40%, 60%, whatever it is, reduction in property values that the consumers and the citizens will be filing an abatement when they come in and say, my property is not worth what it used to be.